Gary Boy, not for the first time this season, I've got to ask you the question, how on earth have you lost that football match?
Yeah, it's becoming a bit of an annoying question from you, in the right way.
Again, should have been out of sight at half-time?
Yeah, very much so.
Danny Filisco arguably had the best two chances, one with the head and then with the foot right on half-time. That would have been a great time to score.
Yeah, and you know, we played well. We put the balls in dangerous areas, and Armin should have scored with his header as well. So we've got to be accountable and take responsibility. It's same old story at the moment, but it's something that we have to resolve very, very quickly.
But the creation of chances in that first half wasn't repeated in the second, was it?
No. And then that's, like you say, that's the frustration from our end. We changed it to try and get those opportunities with Jamil coming on for Vass, but it didn't happen for us. But you know, then the goalie makes a hell of a save from Armand in the second half. So we're majorly disappointed that we're not taking something away from the game.
Just clarify that one. Jamil coming on for Vassell, was that a tactical thing?
Yeah, like you just said. You just said to me, didn't you? We weren't creating anything up top, so I made the change.
And Bright Samuel came on, but yeah, Didn't really affect it, did he?
I think he had one or two runs. There was half a shout for a penalty from him. But we just felt, you know, that Danny Filisco was playing his third game in a week after being out for a long period at the beginning of the season. So we felt that Bright's pace might just open them up.
And the big moment in the match, the big talking point, the goal, what was your view of it and what's your keeper's view of it?
What was your view of it?
I thought the referee should have given a free kick. I thought it was a foul.
Yeah, so did I. Dino's just said himself, you know, he's got a bit of a fat lip. But we keep talking about referees. It's never going to change.
With a side packed with six-footers, should you be conceding goals from set plays?
No, but like you say, it's not really a goal conceded from a set play when there's GBH on your goalie.
Yeah, fair point that you make. Jack Payne, very influential first half. His delivery was very good.
Yeah, very much so. And that was the frustrating bit for the second half. We didn't get him on the ball enough. We probably went a bit too long at times, but he gives us something to work for and regroup for next Saturday now at home to Cambridge.
What did you make of Crawley?
Yeah, no, listen, they're a good team. People come here with thinking it might be, you know, just Crawley, but 100% respect for their manager and how they try and play. But I thought, you know, we've restricted them today. We really did. And that's credit to our organisation and the game plan. But, I can't really remember them carving his open.
Any favourite trophy on Tuesday night? I'm imagining that people who are knocking on your door saying they should be in the team will get a go.
If I'm allowed to, because obviously the rules say we've got to play five from today, which, you know, it doesn't happen in the Capital Cup or the Carling Cup or whatever cup the court is called now. So why does it have to happen in this one? I don't understand that. It's just, not, it's restricting us because obviously I have to play five from today, like you said.
And finally, just tidy this one up, broken nose, Andy Taylor?
Yeah, very much so, unfortunately. So we couldn't stop the bleeding. But I thought Colin Daniel went on and did ever so well there.